Well, it was a good game for Hockey Night in Canada. I think a good game for the station. I think it was exciting from that standpoint, a little bit too exciting for our liking, but we were happy we got the win. The shootout was a little bit nerve-wracking. You know, we did some good things. We did some good things, a lot of good things in the second. It was a little upsetting to see that 4-1 lead go to 4-3, and I think we didn't manage some things there, you know, as well as we would have liked to, and should have managed things a little bit better, which we discussed with our team, which I'm not going to discuss with you. And other than that, it was good. We managed it and got to 2 points, and it was a huge 2 points for us.
How did you arrive at Bogosian in the middle of this order? Of 18 guys, he's the 10th guy. How did you arrive at him?
Once a stallion, always a stallion. You know how he is. And he's always been one, so I don't know. He's looking at me like he wants to go. And I was just, yeah. So I was just trying to find people. And he gave me the look, you know.
Anybody not looking at you?
yeah, my coaching staff, they weren't looking at me. Well, I thought it was good. I think the fact that he didn't think it was a fair trade-off with Evander Kane, and I think he thought, you know, we're not going to take liberties like this. And so I think that it evened itself out for us. I mean, I thought they had the initial one, which I think they did, and then things bounced around there. You know, but there was emotion in the game, which we thought, and it was a pretty exciting game from that standpoint. We're just happy we got to two. We would have rather had clean two, but hockey's a 60-minute game, and we know that the second period is 20 minutes, not 18.
What did you do well in that first 18, and maybe in particular the 10 minutes where you scored the 4 goals?
In the second period?
Yeah.
Well, what happened a lot in the second period is, as simple as it sounds, we got pucks to the goal line and put pressure on their defensemen. I think the problem that they had is they, being the second period, they had a long change to their bench, and I think that it wore them down a little bit because they weren't able to get off. Our bench was closer. We were able to get off from the offensive zone, and I think that created quite a bit of grief for them. And we were able to continue with fresh people jumping on them in the offensive zone and just applying pressure. And, you know, we managed to score, and we were putting pucks at the goal line, and things were going in for us. But, I mean, other than that, that's pretty much what took place. And then the last 2 minutes happened after that. I think that we did some things that we could have done better to at least go in with a 4-2 lead.
You jumped over Carolina tonight, Cody, into the division lead. A thought on that?
Well, other than I'm very happy that we're there, I mean, my thoughts are is that, you know, I think that we've played well of late. Our group is really coming together nice. We're doing some things good. Do we still have a ways to go? Yes. But, you know what, we believe in ourselves and the way we play. And we're happy that we're at the top, at least for the time being, and puts a big price on that game tomorrow. You just got to keep getting points. And as I read this morning, you got to keep getting points, otherwise you're falling. And as silly as that sounds, I think that's pretty much puts it right.
Nice to see James Wright get rewarded with a goal finally for all his hard work.
It was very nice. We made some nice plays. And there's, you know what, even the Cormier line with Tangredi and Thorburn made some plays that could have created some offense, but I thought that Wright has had some good chances to score, and it was nice to see him finish.
Thanks, guys. Good night.